My mother used to say, I wish they wouldn't call you Reverend. Nobody's Reverend but Jesus.
Welcome to the Legacy Podcast, a co-production of Commonwealth Senior Living and WTJU in Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm Emily Richardson Lorente. Today we're going to visit with 88-year-old Reverend Raymond Roland. As you'll hear, he's a man with a deep and abiding belief in God. But he was also the captain of his high school football team, a member of the Air Force, a husband, father to three kids, and the recipient of 5 degrees in theology and chemistry. None of that is a contradiction, he says, but perhaps it does make him what he calls a bilateral anomaly. But long before he knew what that meant, he was just a regular kid, going to church, goofing off, sometimes getting in trouble.
My name is Raymond Ernest Roland. I was born June the 2nd, 1929, in Nashville, Tennessee. Just loved to go to church. We went on Wednesday night. We went Sunday morning, Sunday night. We went all the time. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He. They never drugged me to church at all. I felt real good about it. I knew there's something greater than the human experience. So I really enjoyed all of it, always. I wanted to go. Let's talk about Jesus Christ each day. I got in trouble one time. I remember when my brother, he was 9 years older than me. He said, Raymond, I want to give you 10 cents to go get you some ice cream. And instead, some of the little boys, you know, were mucking around and trying tobacco. So instead of getting the ice cream cone, I got me a plug of Red Mule tobacco. I came back and he was out in the yard with me, wrestling with me. And I had the red plug in my shirt pocket and fell out on the ground. He said, what's this? And I told him, and he said, do you like it? I said, yeah. He said, I'm glad you do. He made me chew that and swallow the juice. It's pretty rough. I think your whole gastrointestinal area gets very troubled in a hurry. So that was one childhood experience that wasn't so good. But I was always a very intense student, a bookworm.
What was so interesting to you about chemistry?
Well, I just always had a tremendous interest in the things that the Lord created. It just amazed me that about 120 elements comprise the whole universe as we know it. So I was intrigued with that as a little kid. I've rarely ever talked about this. I felt in my heart as a young man when I was 16 years of age, I'll never forget it, I felt like really the Lord was calling me to the ministry. But strangely enough, I had pictured in my own mind's eye that all ministers lean toward the sissy category, because all they do is come in on Sunday and in a suit with a nice tie and speak and go. But I didn't know really what they were doing otherwise, and I thought, well, it's a very lavish, easygoing life, and it's just a bunch of sissies. I don't want to be in it. But this gnawing on my soul would come and go through the years. I worked for the Bristol-Myers Company for about five or six years. After being in the drug business, I felt a real intense desire to be a minister. I was licensed in 1963 to preach the gospel, 54 years ago. I have had the honor and the distinct pleasure of preaching thousands and thousands of sermons. The finest type of sermon is a sermon that overwhelmingly accents love. The love that the Lord Jesus Christ has for us and the love He expects us to extend to those about us day by day. I think the thing that's the greatest mark of a devoted, faithful pastor is the amount of time he spends visiting those that are down and out. I spent a lot of time going to nursing homes and going to see people that were in home and couldn't come. they showed the most appreciation of anybody. You know, they'd say, well, you know, Brother Roland, I've been in this nursing home now for X number of years, and you're about the only one that ever comes to see me. It's very meaningful, you know, to be a part of their life. Lift them up. Get them to shout hallelujah.
There must have been challenges to being a reverend.
I'm glad you asked that. The real challenge to the resident minister is you want to be full of sympathy, but be careful to guard against intense empathy. Don't put yourself into that tragedy like you're right in the middle of it, because you're not going to last. I don't know how many friends I've known have quit the ministry because they just couldn't take it anymore. The real thing that I remember most vividly is all of those times, time after time after time, that my assignment was to wait in the shadows of the person dying, waiting for that straight line to come with the family. That's a terrible time. It really is, and you never get used to it.
Over the years that you preached, you must have helped a lot of people. Is there a particular story you can tell me about someone you helped?
I got a call one evening from this lady. She said, oh, Brother Roland, come to the hospital right away. My husband's dying. I said, yes, ma'am, I'll be there. And I rushed and went to the hospital. They had him in ICU when I got there. And when I was going in, the gastroenterologist that had worked on him was coming out of the ICU. And I overheard him say, I've done everything I can do for him, but he's not going to make it. He made it. And he came out of there perfectly well 3 days later. It was an absolute miracle of the Lord.
Did you feel like you played a role in that?
I have no idea. I hope and pray I did. I certainly was praying for him. And as I've prayed for thousands and thousands of people, I don't know. You know, I think the thing that every human being has to work on diligently and intensely all of their life is humility. God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. And it's so easy to become bombastic, you know, and think, I'm so important, you know. A man all wrapped up in self makes a very small package. It's like if you lose your sense of humor, you don't have nothing but taxes.
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know. This is my classic. I was baptizing, I don't know, a dozen or so, and we had one door to enter the women and the other door the men. When I baptized, I would raise my right hand toward heaven and say, in obedience to the command of the Lord Jesus Christ and upon you a confession of faith in him as Lord and Savior of life, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then I'd baptize them. And this young lady, she came into the pool and she was kind of shaking like she had a little touch of the St. Vitus dance, you know. I baptized and brought up. I said, why were you so nervous? She said, Mr. Roland, I was on the other side of that door when you were baptized another, and I thought you had to say all that while you was holding them underwater, and I knew I couldn't hold my breath that long. So, you know, there's some jovial times, aren't there? A lot of sad times, but you know at your church you have some great times, don't you? I don't know how I got on all that. This has been a rambunctious type of interview.
What do you hope your legacy is?
I just hope and pray that a lot of folk that I've had the opportunity to know will remember that maybe it was in a crude way at times, but that I tried to extend to them the love that the Lord has extended to me and try to be helpful to them any way I could.
That was 88-year-old Raymond Ernest Roland. Reverend Roland retired from the First Baptist Church in Nebo, North Carolina, when he was 62. After that, he actually taught high school chemistry and physics for a couple of years. But when a stranger called him and asked him to fill in as pastor at a local church for 2 or 3 weeks, he agreed. And then he ended up staying there for 17 years. and he's not fully retired yet. When he moved to the Commonwealth Senior Living Community in Danville 7 years ago, he began leading a Bible study class there, sharing the Bible, as he says, verse by verse, book by book. Thanks for listening to the Legacy Podcast, a co-production of Commonwealth Senior Living and WTJU in Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm Emily Richardson-Lorente.